remember the little drummer boy story? He only had his drum to present to the king. And Father, we bring our songs of hallelujah this morning, because that's what we have to give. But you're worthy of so much more. You're worthy of our all. You're worthy of our best. And we pray, Lord God, that your own spirit would enable us to give ourselves back to you with the same strength with which you give yourself to us. Fill us by the power of your spirit, Lord Jesus, that the light of the world might be seen living in us, and we might truly become what you called us to be. A city set on a hill, a light not hidden, but illuminating this world because you live within us. We ask it in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen. You think he really meant it? You're the light of the world. I mean, look around. He said that about y'all. But he said that in confidence, knowing that if he lived within you, that's exactly what you would be. Christ has come. And we've celebrated his coming. But each of us are like a candle. No light. Until he lights us up. I heard a story some time ago of a dying father and three sons. The father called the boys to his side, and he had built up a fantastic business, invested his life in building that business, and he had three sons. He was going to leave the business with one of them, but which son? But the father had a strategy. He had a plan. He said, boys, I'm going to give each of you a dollar. And this was years ago. A dollar would buy a lot more than it would today. He gave each of them a dollar and said, here's the challenge. I want you to take this dollar, purchase whatever comes to mind, but I want you to fill this room. And the boys came back, and one of them had two bales of hay. Back then, you could get a bale of hay for about 50 cents. It's been a while. But he looked at his brothers, and neither of them had anything so large. The other one had a little sack, and the other one didn't seem to have anything at all. Maybe that brother had just given up. And he took out his hay, and he spread it around the whole room, filled the whole room with that hay. See, Dad? Pretty good, huh? Well, son, what did you do? And he pulled from his bag two feather pillows. And then he cut open the feather pillows and danced around the room with it until it covered all the hay. And he looked at his other brother and just winked. And then the father said, but son, what about you? And he said, well, Dad, I spent it in different ways. He said, I took 50 cents and I gave it to the orphanage. I took 20 cents and I gave it to the church. Took another 20 cents and gave it to the soup kitchen. And then I took the first dime and I bought two things. And he pulled from his pocket a little box of matches and a candle. And he lit the candle. And the other brothers thought, ah, we've got him. It's just a candle. And then he went over to the light switch and turned off the light. And the light of the candle filled the room. What are you filling the world with? What kind of wake do you leave behind in this world? Jesus believes that in you he could so live that you would be the light of the world. And if that's the case, there's no room that you can't fill, and there's no darkness that you can't overcome. When he said, do this in remembrance of me, he wasn't doing that because he was afraid that he would somehow lose his place. He was afraid for us. He was concerned for us that we would somehow lose the power by which we can actually fulfill this calling that he believes in us to fulfill. So invite the light in. And there's no room then that you can't fill. No darkness that you can't scatter. On the night that he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks to you, our Father, and he broke the bread. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat, this is my body broken for you. Do this as often as you partake of it, as in remembrance of me. And likewise, after supper, Jesus took the cup. And he gave thanks to you, our Lord, and he gave it to the disciples. And he said, drink from this, all of you, for this is the cup of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so, Lord God, we pray that you pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts of juice and bread, yes, but even more so on us and in us and through us. We open our hearts to you, Lord God, that you might live within us. And Lord, if you live there, you ought to show. We pray, Father, that you would so inhabit us, that your light would be made available everywhere we go. We remember you this morning. We rely on you this morning. We trust you to forgive us our sins, to fill us with the Holy Spirit, that we, as your body, might live as you were in your body, the light of the world. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we pray, even as Jesus, our Lord, your Son, taught us to pray, saying, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.